I'm Steve Junker with the Fishing News. I'm speaking with Andy Nabreski of On the Water magazine. Andy, today we're talking about the challenges of abundance. We're not complaining, but fishing is seasonal, and when it's the season, a fisherman can have a lot of fish to deal with. You've got some strategies for us.
That's right. 'Tis the season now to catch an abundance of fish. Pretty much everything is around. Stripers, you have fluke, you have sea bass, scup, you name it. They're all out there right now, so a lot of fishermen are bringing home some pretty fine hauls.
So what do you do when you have a lot of fish that you want to keep?
Freezing would be the obvious answer, but it kind of depends on the type of fish that you're catching. I find that some fish definitely freeze better than others do. Your oiler fish, like your bluefish, striped bass, I personally find that they're not that great when they've been frozen and recooked. But on the other hand, the more white flesh fish like sea bass, fluke, cod, haddock, they certainly can be frozen for quite a long time and still taste just as good.
And how do you approach freezing them?
Really, the best thing to do is to invest in a vacuum sealer. They're not that expensive. For under $100, you can get a quality one. And basically what they do is they provide you with, one, a thicker plastic bag to freeze your fish in, and they also vacuum out all the air out of the bag before you freeze it, which prevents freezer burn and allows you to keep the fish frozen for a longer period of time.
Well, let me ask you about fish that don't freeze well.
That's another good question. Like in the case of bluefish, probably my all-time favorite thing to do with bluefish is to smoke them. And it can be a rather long project. It's a day's event, but it's time well spent. Basically, you need to brine the fish. I generally do it overnight in a salt and sugar mixture in the refrigerator. Then the next step is to take them out and completely dry them off. And then you really want to let the fillets air dry for, at least an hour or two. And what happens then is you get sort of a chemical process, and it forms what's called a pellicle. And the skin of the fish will actually start looking, slightly shiny. And at that point, it's thoroughly dried out, and that's when you want to smoke it.
When you smoke it, you're going to have it at a steady low temperature for quite a time with smoke, right?
Exactly. It generally takes, I would say, anywhere from 4 to 6 hours to smoke a batch of fish. And you want to keep the temperature under 200 degrees in the smoker.
So smoking is another way of preserving your fish. One more is called confit. Tell us about this.
Yeah, and that's actually another, kind of like smoking, another very old technique for preserving meat. Comes from France. And the idea with a confit is that you cook the meat very slowly, either in fat or in oil. You want to keep the temperature under 200 degrees as it's cooking, and it can take quite a while, but it does a real nice job of slowly cooking the fish. And if you put it in jars when it's done, you can seal it with either fat like bacon grease or olive oil, and it can be stored on the shelf for quite a long time.
Hey, let's round up the fishing action. What are you hearing at On the Water magazine?
Things are good. It's that time of year where there's a lot of variety to choose from. Fluke fishing has been picking up. We've heard of a couple of fluke over 10 pounds caught in the past week. Sea bass is slowing down a little bit, but there's still plenty of fish to be had. Scup, they're going to be around as many as you want all summer long. On the striped bass front, things are slowing down a little bit, but in some spots they're actually improving. The area around Provincetown and Race Point right now seems to be the hot spot of the Cape as far as striper action goes.
For more on fishing the Cape and the islands, you can check out the fishing forecast at onthewater.com. Andy, thanks.
Thanks for having me, Steve.
For WCAI, I'm Steve Junker.